Yeah, I think it came in, if you did a canvas, it came through here. And I think I just saw you here. Or not, yeah. There's some harmony issues, there's some vertical issues here going on that you need to pay closer attention to. And I would pay attention to how you're going to write your flats and sharps here. You go to the B flat, then I go B natural and then C, okay? Because C belongs there, the C flat doesn't, so. It's 6 1/2 and it does the other, but I would do that. And I definitely would not use F flat here. Okay. Bom, ba, 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 dum. You know, it's, I wouldn't do that. This vertical stuff just doesn't seem to work very well, at the beginning. So be very careful about that. Play just the two ideas together and make sure. And I'm not sure about these slurs, what they mean. What did you mean by doing that right here?
It was more breathe. I just wanted them as like one.
As a phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure I would do that. I understand it, mm-hmm. and maybe that's an okay idea. Mm-hmm. But this is your primary idea, right? Ba da di da dum. Okay, so okay, and basically you've just got the trumpet voicing doubled in the trombone, right? Okay, so that's not a bad idea, but what's going on here?
I was trying to add some swing to it, so it was just. My attempt. To
okay,
that
okay, so that's fine. Let's see if I can help you with it. Okay, so what I would do rather than, because here you've got a pad and this is all voiced, okay? You have to be real careful, everybody, about this, is harmony against harmony. In other words, two elements that are both voiced, it has big potential problems, okay? Because you, first of all, there's this vertical thing that's going to happen, just, and it doesn't call it, you know, what I would do is, since you've got your melody voiced, mm-hmm. be da dee da da dum, so you've got that voiced, then if you wanted a little bit of swing in there, then I would probably have a secondary melody rather than this. Go one, ba do ba do ba, ba do ba do ba. Like, it's counter to that. Mm-hmm. That's just growing up. And let it grow up and then join with them, okay? Mm-hmm. But first of all, the horns are like the worst people to play rhythm like this. Because they just, they don't articulate mm-hmm. as well. So you get this mush anyway, it's pianissimo, and we're barely hearing it, so it's just like, it's not really a clear idea, okay? Mm-hmm. So just be careful about that. Bum, ba, ba, da, ba, dum. Again, you've got isolated quarter notes here, mm-hmm. I would make them short. Ba, ba, da, ba, 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 da, ba, da, ba, ba, da, ba, da. Okay? Rather than make them long. And I would take the slurs out, okay? And I don't think you need any articulation there if you get swing,
okay?
I do like the idea that you've got crescendo, decrescendo there and you went somewhere. And this is an isolated idea. You've got a lot of ideas going on at the same time, okay? And they're not primarily rhythmic, and so you need to look at your resultant rhythm, okay? Because you should have a clear resultant rhythm. Does that mean anything to anybody? Resultant rhythm. In other words, you put all your things together and line them up. You know, what rhythm are you hearing? You know, and there should be something that agrees there. Okay, so I would be a little cautious about that. Also, let's see. You've got an E flat and an E natural against each other right here, right? And they're in the wrong order, so you've got the dreaded internal minor ninth. Okay, if the E natural was below it and E flat above it, then it might sing. But because you're in sort of a C bluesy thing, but with the E natural above and the E flat down below, it's not going to give you a clear sound, okay? And so it sounds a little disparate. It doesn't, remember I said that the flat nines, if they're not against the bass, push you away. They're reflective, they're not absorptive. They're not a bounty towel. Okay, so here, you've got them finishing. This is just some arranging things, and I know you're trying to do like a little medley kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But when you do stuff like this, and this is for everybody, don't have people answer themselves. Okay, don't have people answer themselves. You know, here's the question, and then there's the answer. You know, so everybody understand what I'm saying? They got bee da e da dee da da bee ba da, and here's what I have to say about that. Bum da dee da da dum. So that should be somebody else. Okay, so you've got one person saying something, the other person answering something. Okay, and don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Everybody does that. I don't know that the triplet things here. Be careful with the triplets and the eighth notes because basically they're the same. Boo ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo doo, because you're asking them to swing. So they're the same. And again, you've got ba ba da da ba da da ba da ba ba da ba ba da ba ba da. That's fine. But you've got also boo ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo. And so I don't know what I'm listening to there. So just be, you know, you've got a block of people, have them do the same thing. Okay? And you've got all those conical guys in there doing that. You've got the other people all voiced. So, you know, like that. But same thing. Open, not natural. And for some reason that didn't speak as well as it should, and I'm trying to figure out why that might be, but I don't know what. Again, I'll make up something if I can't think of something. I don't know why you changed this from being on the downbeat to on the offbeat. In other words, don't you? You know, it should one ba ba da da ba da. That's fine, but ba da da ba da da ba da da. ba-da-da-ba-da-da. And if you did that, be intentional when, like, keep flipping back and forth so that we it feels like, you know, set up a thing that goes for more than two bars. And especially if you're trying to change in and out with different melodies and stuff, mm-hmm. make sure that you've got a real clear continuity between your ideas. So that within those ideas, there's not a lot of, like, elbowing around trying to take, you know, here's, you know, this is my space, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
okay. A lot of your slurs look like, you know, please play this under a phrase. I'd take them out. I think you're overdoing those. Okay? See, you've got a fourth down here, right? I'm sorry, am I not up high enough? You got a fourth in there, and then a seventh, right? You know, I mean, it's pretty darn thick. The other thing here, you have a piece of drama here, and you walked on it by doing this. Okay, so you've got bee ba 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 da da. But you've got bee ba 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 ba. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to walk all over that. So you need to go bee ba ba ba. Okay. If you're going to do a dramatic thing, whack. Okay. Just smack it so that then everybody knows this is a piece of drama. Okay. Does everybody understand that? Jump in with both feet. Smack. Okay. Otherwise, it won't matter. Okay, it is just that's the way it is. So, okay, does that give you some ideas? Any other questions that I can beat you up with? All right, so be aware of where you are on that in the low end too. The same thing we said before, it gets muddy and it changes how you it changes the clarity. Okay, for the not good.